like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not.
Hey, everybody.
Happy Monday. Biscotti Monday. Woo! Yay.
Brian brings Biscotti in here so everybody will like him. I don't know if it's working, but
I don't have any
he
friends.
Brings Biscotti and he makes Garrett eat them.
Yep.
And then he says, Garrett, you got to feel these pants I'm wearing.
They're really soft.
They're so soft.
Especially and Garrett,
in the middle.
Garrett goes, you already tried this last week. Basically, that's how he met his wife.
Yep.
And his kids.
My size is a boy's husky.
Is by seducing him with the oldest trick in a book.
Brooks Brothers makes a fucking great pair of jeans. You wouldn't think so, but they really do. Made in America too, folks. Keep the money here.
How do you know they're made in America?
What's that, buddy?
How do you know they're made in America?
There's a section of Brooks Brothers that only has stuff made in America, and it's much more expensive than that usual stuff, which is usually made in Vietnam. Charlie's in the bush.
And they say Vietnam.
Vietnam?
Not Vietnam.
Yeah, you're probably right. My friend's actually opening a brothel in Saigon, so wish him the best of luck.
What's it called?
Oh, 30 minutes later, you horny again.
That's a big title.
It's long. Well, in Vietnamese, it's shorter.
Is that going to fit on the sign?
They don't have white people language over there. It's just clicks.
Right.
Shoots a bamboo in the endless sky. So how was your weekend? How are you doing?
I wanted to bring in Bill Schultz before he goes over to McGaffigy's.
Bill Schultz.
What's the bar across the street?
It's PJ McPicklefarts. How dare you?
There he comes.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You guys, well, you were right in the fucking lobby. It's not like it's a big get here. he was about to go drink some more.
He's in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And he was doing his taxes in the green room.
Well, you're not kidding. I just got reminded of that via my accountant. Yes, I have one about 5 minutes ago, but I'm still here.
What do you have to do?
What do you got on Pete Dave?
An extension, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no, the extension's up. 10/15? Oh, today's the last day for 6 months for the extension.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm 3 years behind.
Oh, really? And so how does that work exactly? Because I'm starting to get really worried.
They just penalize you. If you don't owe a lot, it's not a big deal. If you owe a lot, then you're in trouble.
Ding, 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 ding. Don't owe anything. I still feel like they owe me. For being a good egg? Yeah, for being a good guy, for being all smiles.
Right.
And
box.
Yeah, it's
fun to hang out with. Let him go. He's fine.
He seems harmless.
Yeah, let that douchebag.
Although they have been downsizing so much that apparently, like, the IRS tax force has been halved. I'm banking on the fact that they're never going to actually go after me.
They're not
going to
come for you unless you show that you can make a lot of money and you're not, unless you put like a Wesley Snipes where you've been in a lot of movies and you're not paying taxes. Oh, then they're like,
just Blade 8 movie money right there. Yeah.
So what do you got on you're going to be like our Liz Smith?
I love it.
Cindy Adams.
Yes.
They're both dead, right? Hopefully.
They're kicking.
Which one was the lesbian?
Liz Smith.
Yes.
She's dead, right, Garrett?
No.
Liz Smith, the columnist?
I'm pretty sure Joey Adams is dead.
Liz Smith is dead.
Joey Adams is dead.
Like,
you know what? If I'm your gossip correspondent, you would think that I would know who's dead and who's not.
Liz Smith is dead.
Guys, I got it. You work for page 69. Fucking A.
Let's edit that out. Snare drums.
So Pete, the big news is Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande.
I just read in the New York Post that apparently he wasn't there for her when Mac Miller died, and
that's the issue?
Huh?
That's why you think?
Who knows? But anyway, no. But she wants to be. She wants someone more mature, I guess. Someone who can
more mature than Pete Davidson.
Right.
What are we talking about here?
Impossible?
Wow. I mean, there's ebbs and flows in marriage. I say that even though I don't know.
You're like a priest. You're like a priest giving advice. When you were growing up, you had to go meet the priest before you would get married.
They still do that. Right. Yeah.
And it's like, what do you... Well, I have AIDS. Yeah, right. Fucking altar boy, so I'm not the best for advice. No. But here's what I think
you
should
do. Can you get AIDS from fucking altar boys?
Yeah,
you would think that that's a clean way to go.
They have AIDS. They probably... From other priests. Altar boys...
You would say it's from fucking altar boys, but it's really from fucking other priests.
Yeah.
Who got the package.
Party in that rectory.
But they still do that, and they do that. My brother married a Jew.
Oh.
And they still did the whole Catholic priest thing. Where
that he does his taxes on time.
Wait a minute.
He does. Well, she does them.
Yeah, because those Jews stay on top of the tax
code. Converted for him?
No, neither converted because they thought they would raise their kids both Catholic and Jewish, which, as we know, always works out.
Yeah, right. Are they still?
Every single time, 100% of the time.
Are they still together?
I don't know. Define together.
I mean, are they married?
Yes.
But I mean, do they do like Hanukkah and Christmas?
Yes.
It's a busy December, am I right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess they don't go to school a lot.
No,
they definitely
don't. It's one of those off days.
I was never aware of that, the fact that you get more days off if you're Jewish, basically.
Yeah.
Well, New York,
the Jews are always work on volume. You know, we know that.
Yes.
What do you mean by that? Okay, like volume, like loud.
Oh, I get
that as well.
Good times.
Great tits,
too. Good timing,
too. You're done. So what are you going to do? Like, I'm not surprised. Although, he was just on Howard, like, 2 weeks ago. I heard the interview, and he was like, I just love her. Like, I think he got dumped.
Yeah, it wasn't 2 weeks ago. It wasn't 2 weeks ago.
He did the aw shucks thing a little too much. That's where I thought that there was right on the wall that perhaps this wouldn't last. Otherwise, it was a match made in heaven. But he did that whole, like, I won the lottery type deal.
Right,
and you do that one too many times, the girl starts to believe it.
Right, she's like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, he's ugly, and plus, he can't... Yeah, listen, somebody like that, she's like a J-Lo. J-Lo, who'd she end up really staying with long-term? Her dancers, because...
Gay dancers.
You're on the road, and you want to fuck who's there. You don't want the long-distance...
Oh, yes!
Long-distance don't work because, you know, after... You know, if you're J-Lo, if you're on tour as a pop star, you're going to need some dick.
Yes,
and
thank you.
If Pete Davidson is in... New York mostly, or when he tours Buffalo and Syracuse, you know, it's not like he's a big, I guess he sells tickets, but he's not like a big star, you know what I mean?
It wasn't until recently.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but even now, it's like he's got a big name. I was just saying before the show, he's got job security now because Lauren can't fire him because he'll kill himself.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean?
He makes that point all the time, like, I'm bipolar or whatever the fuck mental illness he has.
Yeah, so even when it first went down, my wife, who listened to his interview on Marin, said, this is, if this don't work out, it's going to be a disaster. Because he's going to have a fucking meltdown.
I agree. Yeah. And like, it also, the other thing, too, is I mean, obviously, he's using that as blackmail to keep him on there. But just for the whole Ariana Grande thing, I have noticed in at least the first two episodes that he's in a million more skits.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, he's not doing anything in them, but he's
yeah,
in
he just
them.
Did. Yeah, he was in the.
They wheel him in like Hannibal Lecter.
He was in the Kanye West. He played the CNN guy. All he had to do was smile.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They realize they have wigs that fit him, so they decide to put him in a couple sketches. But other than that,
so that's what he's doing now. He's like, hey, I'm famous, not for being. Wow, you really look dumb today.
Why?
I don't know. You look especially dumb.
What's that even mean?
You look dumb.
Always.
Fuck you. Get your own fucking biscotti.
And it's amazing. It's amazing that Brent said that to you since you're sitting next to a guy who's basically wearing Bears PJs right now. And he said that
you're
to
tan.
You
look tan.
I was just in Mexico.
Oh, wow, were you in Mexico?
Yes.
Must have got a deal, huh?
It was...
aren't they giving away the free trips there because nobody wants to go there? Because
nobody wants to go there.
They don't want to be beheaded. Even the Guadalupe is not safe, right? Even the place that used to be Cancun.
Guadalupe.
Cancun's not that safe anymore. What was the one that was like huge back in like the 50s and 60s?
Yeah, where the Love Boat used to always go there?
Yes, that place is where they got the people in the jet skis. There's always great video of this where they come up on the jet skis, shoot someone in the beach, and then just go off again.
Do they shoot tourists or they shoot...
Where they used to go cliff
you know, they
diving.
Cotton friendly fire.
Sure, sure.
Where they used to go cliff diving. Acapulco.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Heard. So all these places are not safe anymore, right?
And what my folks did, because they don't believe in cons, they have a timeshare. And so one of the deals
timeshare
is that you can go to Mexico. And shocking, not a lot of people are going to Mexico now. So, yeah, I hung out with the A-list crowd that was mommy and daddy for a week at the time.
Did you get laid?
You and your parents?
The median age was 65, and I still didn't get laid.
Wow.
And I was not against it. I mean, they look like saddlebags.
Sure.
But I was not against it. It was just women that live in the sun. I'm looking like them now.
Right.
All their freckles have turned into like one freckle.
Ugh.
And they all like smoke Virginia Slims.
Oh God, I'm getting hard right now.
I can hear it.
Tamale is not sitting well.
That is a direct quote. That is what happened before.
That is uncanny.
Yeah. Yes, Pepe, is. Mucho sangria, por favor, Pepe.
My wife was watching one of those housewife shows, the Orange County ladies.
Oh yeah.
They went to Mexico for a getaway and doing a tequila tasting, and it's just, it looks so fucking.
They're
on the beach, and maybe it was you. They're on the beach.
You're
on the beach. They're just fat whales, and one's kind of good looking. I guess they probably use her to attract all the other guys.
Yeah, and even the good looking one always sort of looks like one of the aliens in Close Encounters. Like, and the closer you get, it's just giant eyes and the.
Yeah, because they're all real. All this plastic surgery.
I still maintain. I actually did an article on this to now defunct magazine, but we don't know the long-term effects of Botox, which, by definition, you're injecting botulism into your fucking face.
Right.
And no one's done enough of a study on this because it's still new what this is going to end up doing to you 20, 30 years down the line. I mean, for all we know, it's going to be like sort of like a new form of leprosy.
I think you're going to look fantastic.
So that's a classic good news, bad news. I just got a new job at a magazine. The bad news is closing in 2 weeks.
The bad news is
like Time Magazine, like Newsweek. They just sold fucking like Sports Illustrated for like $6.
Yeah, it's
like,
unbelievable. AMI is like bought all these stupid titles that no one else would take. But like,
no, it's just,
depressing
like,
thing too was like
my mom was just more, like we used to get Newsweek and all these, and now they were just all fucking out of business. Chicago Tribune. LA Times.
God.
Gallery, Skank.
Who else?
Don't get me started on Goofus and Gallant.
Oh my God.
Highlights, right.
Yeah.
Goofus.
Classic.
Highlights is still around. My kids get highlights. So they still, Highlights is hanging in there.
It is?
Doctor's office.
I've never seen it except the dentist's office.
Yeah.
That was a Goofus and Gallon. What did Goofus do?
Should we bring our guest in, by the way?
Oh, he's got it. He's only going to be here to talk about.
Yeah, whenever when you're done with me.
The one other thing
I would say about Pete Davidson, yep. Since you're using me for my gossip acumen.
Go ahead.
If I'm using acumen correctly.
You are.
He's got a huge cock.
Yep.
And we've confirmed this by way of a text and it's quite comical. I don't know if Garrett and John are napping or could find it.
Yeah.
But she was texting with a friend and she misheard her friend and basically just told her friend the size of his dick. It was like 10 inches or something like that.
Yeah,
and he looks like a horse guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he looks like he'd have a 6'4 horse guy.
6'4 and gangly.
Yeah. Yeah, are you kidding me? I'm sure he split her in half. Like
5 inches long, and she's like, oh, it's very grande.
Exactly.
It's like fucking an Asian.
Well, actually,
they're always tight.
She'll have an Irish in her later this week.
If I have
anything to do with it.
God.
Take this ring off my bloated face.
I love the idea of going.
I like how she goes from Pete Davidson to you. She's obviously in a downward spiral.
She is comic steroids. Yeah. She's your Botox right there.
Yep. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, 10 inch. Yeah, there you go. Well done, guys. They've been on point today. Oh, it's like she's replying to.
Oh, so it's 10 inches, but he only lasts a minute?
Like a little over a minute. It said something like about how long something else lasted. And
hey, before he came, you've never fucked a woman before he came. It lasted a minute. So that's what she's saying, right, Garrett?
I don't know if that's what she meant, though. I don't think she was actually talking about.
So I'm. I have a new theory that like if women are so hot, they can't blame you. If you come quick, you know what I mean?
It's a compliment.
I think it's a compliment. I've always said it's a compliment. But if a woman's so hot. That it's like she can't really go, oh, you came quick, because of course I'm going to come quick, because you're that hot.
I think that they should chastise us if we last too long. Because
right, because then you're not really into them. You're not really into them. If you can last too long, then either you're built that way or you're not that into them.
Yes.
So women are so fucking dumb. I know we have a couple of women listeners. And I'm not talking about you, but women are so fucking.
I saw that.
Women are so dumb because they think it's like if you come quick, the guy's like, what's that? It's like you should. Like, how about if you were at a restaurant? Like, when my kids eat slow, I know they don't like the food.
Damn.
They eat fast, it's good food.
Damned if you do them quick, damned if you do them slow.
They're never happy. And then they want to move to furniture.
I can last about a minute. And
stop bragging.
At the end, I kiss my wife in the cheek. I go, you're welcome. And then I just get up and I take a t-shirt and put it right in her pussy because it's all there's cum in there.
Jesus Christ. What are you, a fire hose when it comes to DNA?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to drip
guy, though. I mean, maybe his dick's 10 inches long, but it's really thin.
Hmm?
I bet it's really thin, too.
I think it has an Adam's apple, actually. I think he looks like what his penis is.
No, I think he's pretty girthy. I think he's pretty girthy.
Blonde, pubic hair.
So she wrote a song called Sweetener, and there's a section in the middle about Pete. And our fan tweeted, how long is Pete in that section? And she jokingly wrote 10 inches, and then a little over a minute meant the amount of time in that song.
That's about Pete. See, she has lovemaking capabilities.
Of course. But then once she break up with you, she'd probably be like, it's probably more like six. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
My new phone has a thing where you can, is a measure app.
Okay.
And so I guess I can measure my dick.
I'll bet you anything he does not have a 10-inch cock.
A 10-inch dick is unrealistic.
He has that horse guy quality.
No, like Kevin said, that's like half percentile, if not way less than that.
Yeah, because even if you think it's 10 inches, it ain't. It's like you'd be like, oh, that's a big dick. But a 10-inch dick is like gigantic.
Let's not forget about the fat.
That's actually, as much as it should sound like something that would bother somebody, I think that that's actually a hindrance more than a help. What woman, unless she's a veteran in the porn industry.
Or man,
thank you.
ABs are longer
than 10
inches.
And my prostate, thanks you. No woman wants that. That's too much.
10 inches like that.
I tell myself.
Yeah. I mean, I think I clock in around.
Pete Davidson's calling. And he says you guys aren't answering.
Yeah, the phones aren't on.
Didn't pay our bills again. That reminds me, I still need to turn my bill.
Go ahead and turn those on.
The phones aren't on.
Well, we'll get it on. So we're going to have a call.
Well, in their defense.
Go ahead, please.
In the phone guy's defense, there's usually not a lot of calls, so.
Oh, shit.
They were like, why bother turning them on?
Oh, it's a snapping.
Take this, turn the oven off. This roast is done. Show.
They're back now so he could call.
Okay. Right.
I told him to try now. That'd be cool if we got Pete Davidson.
That's pretty awesome. How do you know him?
Just from the clubs.
Well, he is a bit.
Yeah, why wouldn't he call him? You guys have been so nice to him so far.
Yeah. I doubt he has a subscription.
I just can't believe
it. Must be funny to be like Pete Davidson. First of all, he already says he does a lot of drugs. And then something like this happens, and he'd just be like, I'm going to do a lot of drugs. I mean, he just has an out to just be Pete Davidson. You know what I mean?
Can you actually hang out with him in real life, or is he just like so bipolar that he doesn't make eye contact?
I haven't seen him in a long time, and then he was at this comedy cellar with Ariana Grande when they first started dating, and then he came up to me and gave me a big hug. So, but I'm not friendly with him, but I think he was just in a good mood. You know, he was like hugging everybody.
That would be my.
Go ahead, Pete. Is this Pete Davidson?
How are you? Best day ever, man. How you doing?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, man. I'm at the gym because I feel so positive, and I'm so happy. Oh, God.
You'll be fine, Pete.
We got Brian McCarthy here and Bill Schultz is here and Bob Biggerstaff.
Hi, guys. The only thing that's keeping me going is, you know, I have a 10-inch penis.
We were just discussing that. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you working it out?
It's not all real. What happened is I glued a little bit of the burnt parts of the World Trade Center on the tip, just so my dad's always close.
Oh, no.
See, again, Pete, even though you don't have Ariana anymore, you'll always have your dead dad in Tower 2 to fall back on.
Yeah. I'm working out right now just so I get super buff.
Fall down
kill
on.
Kill myself like her other ex. He killed himself. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to do that, right, Pete? We're all rooting for you.
She's a real black widow.
Yeah, maybe it's her.
I fuck Leslie Jones this afternoon.
Oh.
Is that part of your workout?
No, but I was doing a read through on SNL. You know, we have Mondays off.
That's a TV term.
Some new sketches, and Leslie wanted to make me feel better, so I fucked her. At first, I thought she was Chris Redd, but then I realized it was all right.
Did you DP her with Lenny? That's double penetration. Another TV term.
Ooh, I'm taking mental notes.
That is great. Hey. Did you guys just ask him for a friend? If you slit your wrist, do you do it downwards or right across? Oh, God.
Well, guys, answer the question. This is a PSA.
Up the arm towards the elbow, not sideways.
Do you know how to do it? How do you know?
No.
Nice, deep, vertical cut.
Really?
The towel boy at the gym is going to get a lot of work today.
He said the towel boy at the gym is going to get a lot of work today.
God, we're looking at your cock right now. It's some red carpet event.
That's a big cock.
That is a huge cock. I got to say, well done, man.
Yeah.
And well grouped, too.
That's not to scale.
A lot of people, Kevin, are saying that this is payback because my other friend used to work in stand-up, Chris DiStefano, and I was best friends with him, and then I cheated on his girlfriend right behind his back. And a lot of people dislike me because of that, and they say this is payback that Ariana left me.
Interesting.
You cheated on Chris's girlfriend? What?
They were on Guy Code together, and I hate the fact that I know that.
Oh, so Chris was dating somebody, and you cheated on Chris's girlfriend?
You fucked Chris's girlfriend?
I fucked her when they were dating.
Well, what do? You blame it on your dead dad. You've got to get out of jail free card all the time, Pete. Use it.
Okay, watch. Try a bad thing and tell me a bad thing I did. Watch how I defend myself, man.
That's actually uncanny. Pete, you didn't pay your bar bill. You just walked out and left it on us. Why'd you do that, man?
I'm sorry. My dad fucking died in 9/11, man. Did you really need your $4,000?
Wow. Pete, how come you're not? How come you haven't developed any characters at SNL the 5 years you've been there?
Good question.
Oh, I'm sorry. My dad fucking died at 9/11. Do you expect me to do work at my job?
Pete,
well,
at least now you have job security. Lauren can't fire you because everybody knows you'll kill yourself if Lauren fires you now for any reason. For any reason,
that way they hope.
So and Leslie Jones are going to be there forever because he can't fire Leslie Jones because Leslie Jones will beat the fuck out of him.
Right. It's affirmative action and bipolar issues.
Instead of characters, what I do is I get a new personality and a new tattoo every week.
Have you found a personality that people like?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my dad died in 9/11.
I never thought I'd be jealous of someone whose dad died at 9/11, but I could get away with so much stuff.
But I think you're going to be fine with, women. The fact that you even got dumped by Ariana Grande,
he's going to attract all kinds of women now.
He's fine.
Absolutely.
He's just been there once.
The problem is that sometimes, my first girlfriend dumped me, and I was really into her, and then sometimes the next girlfriends don't compare. You know what I mean? You're like, you can't compare.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I was thinking I'd probably steal Colin Joe's girlfriend next and fuck her.
It would be fun.
Get away with anything with that cute laugh.
It would be fun to have a big dick and then you just fuck women and then walk away. Because you'll make them crazy. If you fuck them with a big dick, you fuck them good, they'll go nuts.
Yeah.
They'll go nuts.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande can get whatever she wants. But most of these women can't get whatever they want that he's going to be fucking from now on. Even if they're hot strippers, they'll be they'll still want the Pete Davidson. He's on SNL. He's got a big dick.
It's too much. Ariana Grande, it's too much.
It is too much. Any of these people is too much. It's like dating Madonna or fucking J-Lo. After a while, after that wears off, you're just it's just a fucking headache. Paparazzi, and then she's a cunt. You know they're cunt. She's a fucking diva. She used to not walk off stage. She used to have to carry her because
she was so
tired. So imagine carrying that to that cunt to the bathroom because she's tired to take a shit.
Hey Kevin,
what?
My trainer just came over to me, and I go, how many should I do? And he goes, 3 sets of 10. And I go, wow, that's a lot. What if I just do 9/11?
Not bad, Pete. I'm coming around
Davidson
on you.
Davidson is funny. He's funny, right?
You are good.
That's a young kid.
Thanks. Hey, me
the male Esther Koo.
Going to be at a gig that I'm going to cancel.
It's very mischievous, that laugh. It's very scampy.
Yeah, people, it's very charming and lovable.
Oh, it is.
It's boyish.
Yes, it is.
Every time he goes up, people are going to look at him and be like, oh my God, Ariana Grande dumped you for the next 6 months.
I know. No, that's why he's got to stay on TV. Stand up. The fans can have access to you, but not on TV.
Well, what's that old Sinatra quote that I'm always butchering about how, show me a hot woman, I'll show you a guy who's sick of her? Who knows? Maybe, Pete, did you break up with her?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey,
I'm trying to get the time of SNL changed because I told Lauren that 11:30 makes me cry. So he's going to move it to 12.
Now, is that because you're is he doing that because you're bipolar or because your dad died in 9/11? Can't emphasize that enough.
It's probably both, because tomorrow it won't bother me.
All right, Pete, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Pete.
Hey, man, just remember, I have a 10-inch penis and my dad's dead, and I giggle a lot.
Hang in there, buddy.
Bye.
That's the fucking trifecta right there.
It is.
The winner. All right, Bill, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Great segment.
Yeah, for sure. I'll see you next door.
And thoughts and prayers to Pete Davidson's dad.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Bob.
Allegedly.
You can join the big boys' chair, the grown-ups table.
You can't. No, the Thanksgiving table in the corner.
Whenever Bob's here, thanks, Bill.
Wait, thank you, Bill.
Whenever Bob's here, I always put him on a couch. But I know he likes a couch anyway.
Yeah, I think Pete Davidson's last name should be Bigger Staff. Am I right, guys?
Right, Bigger Staff.
Uh-huh.
Don't you do some big dick jokes?
Sure. Name's Bob Biggerstaff. Well, it's my name's Robert Biggerstaff. If you speak Spanish, it's pronounced Roberto Grande Cock.
That's good.
Is that your joke?
Yeah, it better be.
I bet that kills in Houston.
It's my joke.
Yeah.
House on McDougal Street, baby.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah.
So do you feel sorry for Pete Davidson? What's your take? I hate to do the show everybody else is doing, but it's like, it was, my wife's like.
Why would I feel sorry?
No, my wife's like, she's like, somebody was saying like, oh, you're thrilled by this. No, somebody tweeted that.
With a girlfriend, with a girl before?
No, but first of all, he's got mental problems. And then it's like, if you have mental problems, you probably shouldn't be dating Ariana. But again, he's bipolar. So when he starts dating her, like that, the high side of him, like, gets fucking euphoric. And he doesn't anticipate, and he loves it, but then he can't anticipate the downside.
He's on all kind of medication.
He is?
Yeah.
Well,
I heard the interview on Howard. It was like an hour and a half long interview. So like,
but that wasn't recent. That was before the show started.
It was like 2 weeks ago. I'm not.
I bet you're wrong. I bet it was over a month ago. Can you guys Google it?
You might be right, but maybe.
No, of course I'm right, because the show's been on for 3 weeks, so he's not going to do it. He did it before the show came out.
You mean SNL?
Yeah, before the season started. And the season's been, they already did at least three shows.
I watched
September 24th.
Okay, so 3 weeks ago.
No, you said 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry. What the fuck? Who cares?
September 24th. What's today?
October
15th.
Oh, let's do the math, anybody?
So I'm 22 closer.
22 days.
You're close. Thank you. You're closer. I'm sorry.
I need pies. I just need pies, cream pies, and just throw them right in your face.
Didn't mean to ruin the show.
No, I know you love to be cream pie.
Audience, I do love to be cream pied right in my butt. So how do you like doing the cellar?
It's great.
Good crowds?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Okay.
95% of the time.
Okay.
There's been a couple, but nothing like at some other shows I've done.
Well, they'll yank you right out there if you heckle and stuff, right?
Like, they don't mess around.
Yeah, they don't mess around. Even if you suck as a comic, they'll yank you right out.
Really? They bring that horror.
Well,
like,
hasn't happened to me yet, so.
Like the Apollo.
I told Bob the other night, I go, yeah, but you better be careful because they'll fucking yank you right out. If you start,
you were just telling me not to get drunk there, which
I said, don't hang out there. Don't get too comfortable because she likes to punish you if you're too comfortable. You got to pay your dues. You got to do spots, not hang around. And then when they finally give you more spots and you've been there 6 months, then you can hang around a little bit. Never sit at the comics table when Esty's there. Never. When you're new, never. Just avoid it. Just fucking go. You have things to do. You have hobbies. You like hot dogs, right?
I haven't sat at the main table when she sits there.
Yeah, just avoid it, because then she'll be like, I don't like him. Just if you say something, if you don't like the Yankees or you don't like Jews, you know what I mean?
Well, geez, what am I going to talk about then?
No, seriously, like, you got to like everything that they like, or else they think you're some kind of fucking. Sometimes, I mean, not to be anti-Semitic, I don't know if there's any.
No.
But sometimes I'll be sitting there, and there'll be like eight different kinds of Jews there.
Right.
It'll be like Gary Goldman, Rachel Feinstein, Dan Natterman, Big J. Okerson. You don't think they have anything in common, but they're all Jews. And I'm like, it's almost like Borat, where you're like, holy shit, they're all, you know what I mean?
Person's Jewish?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't dove David off. They're all, what's that guy's name?
Does that make them bad people?
No, but I'm just saying, it's like they still...
Are there any Hasidic?
Like sometimes when I sit here with Brian McCarthy and Brian McFadden, I'm like, wait, maybe I'm comfortable with my own kind.
Yes.
So,
it's
a guy who used to work on The Daily Show. He's half. He's a writer.
I don't know who you mean.
Fuck, I can't, huh?
Gotta narrow it down.
Anyway, but he's,
Hassan?
Huh?
Hassan Minaj or something?
No, no, no.
That sounds
no.
full.
You got Nicki
Minaj. He worked at the Daily Show when Jon Stewart was there. Fuck, I can't think of his name. But he's all, he wears like a trucker hat, wears jeans, and he talks about how he's Jewish, because it's like, that's the new thing, be the Jew. Because then they don't think you're like the oppressor. But my point is, sometimes you'll be sitting there, I'll be looking, I'll be like, holy shit, they're all Jews. And then you just go like,
Do you think
maybe I shouldn't sit there?
You think there's like a Jewish sort of like a cabal of Jews?
Manny, the owner, used to always say when he would see somebody audition, he goes, "He's funny. Is he Jewish?" Like as a joke,
right.
But he still wanted. It still was like, hey, if he's a Jew,
pass.
Yeah, well, it will help Matt a little bit because the Jews do help
kind
each other
of
out.
Historical thing in comedy. I mean,
Yeah, but the Jews go out of their way to. I think they because they think they're oppressed. But they own the club, and everybody at the table is Jewish. So it's like it's not that they're not oppressed, but they still think like they still have a tendency to help each other. Where the Irish, my brother won't even help me. You know what I mean? So
no, you guys.
So the Irish are not known for like
we don't help each other
solidarity.
There are people in my family. If they were on fire and I could put them out there pissing on them, I wouldn't piss on them.
You know. He's not lying.
No, I'm not. Seamus, you're dying. I'll never talk to you again,
hey,
Seamus.
What the fuck is his name? What the fuck is
oh
his
God,
name?
Really? I don't know.
He was a writer on Jon Stewart, and he wore a trucker
shut
hat
up,
all the time.
Shut up. Yeah, now you just get me more mad, because you're like, he's a what? He's a what? Rory Albanese is his name.
Okay.
Rory,
right.
Can you guys Google Rory Albanese?
I bet,
no, he used to, when I first met him, he was like, yeah, you know, I'm from Boston, you know, my either his mom or his dad was Jewish, but he's like, yeah, I don't, but now he's like, I'm a Jew!
Right.
I'm a Jew. Yay, yay, yay. Because if you're a white guy, I basically apologize for my act. I'm like, I know white guys, right? Am I right?
You should.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, Rachel married like a Staten Island firefighter guy or something like that.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw them getting into a cab the other day. Yeah. I'm assuming that was him because it was late. It was late and they were getting to an Uber. Yeah, there's Rory.
I got 4 cents. So
Rory wears
never wedding.
Rory wears a hat, like I'm a regular dude kind of a hat.
He's a good guy.
No, he's a good guy, but I'm saying, like, he used to never play it up. Now he definitely plays it up that I'm a Jew. I'm like, okay, so that's, you know.
Wear like a trucker hat yarmulke.
Right.
No, he just went, and then Ryan Reese actually said, like, why you're Jewish? Why are you wearing that? He goes, because I'm just a regular Jew. I don't know what the fuck he said. But my point is, you can say in New York, of course you're going to say you're Jew, but then on top of that, like white guys are hated.
Right.
So if you say you're Jew, you're like, I'm not the oppressor. I've been oppressed. See? Perfect picture. Did you guys do that or you've just found it?
I thought that was Eli Manning.
And the comics doing, I don't know what the cowboy, I don't know what the fucking baseball cap's supposed to say. Like, I'm a regular guy. I don't rape. I don't.
I hate when people wear baseball hats in restaurants. It makes me nuts.
No, I hate when they wear them, unless you're Bradley fucking Cooper. And you don't want to be recognized, like unless you're trying to avoid being recognized. I don't understand why you're wearing
really
hats.
That much of a decoy or a disguise.
Yeah, you can't really. You're not going to see who it is. You're not going to look, and it covers your face enough.
Guess
you what you do is you wear sunglasses and a
fake beard.
Yeah, Groucho Marx nose.
Yeah,
glasses.
Yeah,
Santa Claus.
If you don't want to be recognized, don't go
Brandon's
out.
Brandon's breaking out the 5-hour energy. Look out!
You're fucking bringing me down, bigger staff, bigger cock, bigger
no, it's
cock.
Grande cock.
He's gonna be on fire.
Yeah, watch out, everybody.
Hey, I'm a Jew.
I just do this to get high in caffeine because I'm not drinking anymore.
Does it really work?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
it's all I have.
Why'd you stop drinking?
Because my wife wasn't drinking.
She's still not drinking.
Yeah, so I'm not
around her.
No, it's not fun if I'm going to be judged.
Oh,
okay. I go home and drink a bottle of fucking red wine,
okay.
And then it's in the recyclables the next day. She's like, "Do you have a party? Yeah, party of one, motherfucker."
That's right. Yeah, and you weren't invited.
You're drinking a bottle of wine. She's judging you by calling you gay.
Right.
No, I drink wine because it's good for my heart. That's what they say.
They always say 2 glasses of wine.
A bottle a night.
It's good for you. So I say if you drink 8, it's like 4 times it's good for
right,
you.
Right. It's so much better.
Like so much better.
You're concentrating that heart power.
Yeah, heart power.
Or you drink grape juice like Larry King says. But
Dr. Bickerstaff.
That don't get me drunk.
No, it sure doesn't.
Grape juice
is good.
Yeah.
I don't like wine. I like grape juice.
Well, you're a fat dude. So of course you like grape juice. You have like anything that tastes delicious. Do you have diabetes yet?
No.
Have you been tested?
I don't think so.
Have you been tested?
No.
You have diabetes. What are you drinking? What are you drinking now?
Cane syrup.
Cane syrup.
I love when people. I love when fat guys go, "I have diabetes." I'm like, "Of course you do." Like a black dude going, "I have sickle cell." Like, of course. Like, is there a way to avoid it?
No, that's what has. That's
you're fat. You're a fat black dude.
I don't understand. Like, I don't like sodas. Like, people drink Coke. Like, I mean, it is good, but it's like it's really bad for you, and it's very.
That's not that good.
No, it's not exactly.
Carbonation's bad for you. That'll give you like kidney stones. It'll.
Yeah,
it's
I don't fuck
all,
with carbonation.
It's all kind of. Yeah, I don't fuck.
I don't
all the things you do fuck with.
I know.
You should get it.
I put the law down.
You should get a T-shirt. I don't fuck with carbonation.
Carbonation. I don't even like a. I don't like champagne or prosecco or cava or any of those effervescent.
You're gonna say I don't like shampoo. There's certain things I won't drink. I won't drink Head and Shoulders,
especially that carbonated shampoo.
I'll drink Aquanet. I had a,
you'll drink just about anything.
Well, no, I don't like scotch.
You're the guy that when the bar would close, you would just start drinking anything. You would have
a liquid,
cigarette butt in it.
Caddyshack, like yeah. Right. What's his name? I forget his name. Yeah,
Spalding.
There you go. Right. No. But I don't drink scotch or gin. I don't know how people drink gin. Everything else is pretty much fair game.
Gin and tonic's delicious.
I know, you love a gin and tonic, but
yeah, because it makes me and it puts me in a real mood.
Yeah, mood to get you some lap dances.
Yep.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. You get laid these days, Bob? What's going on with you?
Yeah, I did.
We're doing a show now, Bob.
I did last week.
Oh, really?
I went back to Houston for a couple of days to see my girlfriend.
So you have a girlfriend back in Houston?
Yeah.
Does she have diabetes?
No.
That's my way of asking if she's fat, too.
How many feet does she have?
Jesus.
Is she a pirate every Halloween?
She's a very successful nurse.
Oh, nice.
Jesus, you act like she's a fucking scientist. She's one of the top nurses
smarter
in the
than
area.
Us.
How's she smarter than us? Because she's a nurse?
Sure.
If she was smart, she'd be a fucking doctor.
She's head of the neuro...
bet she's head.
Neuro floor.
Neuro floor? That's what brains. They call it?
That's brains.
Brains!
It's a narrow floor.
Kid has head trauma. Go see her.
Right. Exactly. Cerebellum. I just met him.
Oh, wait. So is she make any money doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So you're another cuck where you just I pursue my dream and my wife makes all my money. That's the new thing where.
I pay my own bills.
Huh?
I pay my own bills.
I have no bills.
I pay what bills
okay,
I have.
Well, if you guys have children.
Nobody else pays them.
If you have kids or children, she's going to end up paying all the bills.
When are you going to have children? How old is she?
10 years younger than me.
Oh, good for you.
She is?
Yeah. Man's world.
Oh.
Do you want to put a baby in her?
How old is she?
This will probably be the one episode she listens to.
35?
36.
36?
Yeah, she'll want to have a kid.
It's prime.
But she knows at 36, you're probably going to have, your first one's going to be a retard, so you got to be a little careful.
Yeah.
You got to get the extra test.
Well, don't you throw that one out and then start again?
No.
Eat that one.
Darn it.
Luck. Eat the baby.
Oh, well, yeah, I can do that.
You should do it. Just have one. It's like a pancake. You have one, you abort it immediately just to get that one out of the system.
It's like a pancake.
No, because the first pancake, you don't know if the grill's hot enough.
Like a tester.
Yeah.
A tester cake.
Yeah, so the first one, you just abort.
All right, that's not bad.
Let it go like a month so her things get working, and then you kill it.
So are you guys monogamous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at him.
I don't know. It's
like he has a choice. No, I'm fucking everybody.
I'm in at the cellar, baby.
Hey, baby.
Ariana Grande, here I come.
You can fump.
I'm picking up chicks at the ice cream cart right outside the cellar.
I spent a lot of time at Papaya King on 6th Avenue, so right. There's not even chairs there to talk to a lady, right? Do they have chairs there?
No, it's all SRO.
You'd standing up, you fat fuck.
What are you doing deep knee bends?
Wouldn't that be... You're standing up and you're still calling me fat? Like, wouldn't it be like, guys, can I ask the guys behind the counter, do you have some place I could sit? It
don't matter. You could be on a fucking exercise.
No, get away from the grill, Bob.
Have you lost any weight since I met you?
Yeah. I've lost some inches. No, I've definitely.
From your fat pad?
Your fat pad. Damn it.
My pants have, I've gotten smaller pants.
Like a 42, I'm guessing?
Oh, these are actually the dumbest.
I've gotten smaller pants. They don't fit, but I've gotten smaller pants.
Smaller pants that I wear.
I look at them. Look at this
on the waist or on.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's tricky.
Yeah, I've lost some inches. I haven't really lost a lot of pounds. Probably like 10 pounds, but
Well, you walk. It's a walking city too. It's not like
exactly,
which is a sedentary town. You know, you're always in your car.
I average like 3 miles walking a day.
Yeah, that's good.
And I probably never walked 3 miles in a week in Houston. In Houston, you just walk to your car.
You can walk because when I was in Dallas, I was walking around. They all want to hit me because they think I'm some kind of perv.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they're
walking
they're not
on
made
the sidewalk.
I mean, if you're downtown Dallas or downtown Houston, you could walk around. But even then, you don't want to because it's so hot.
And all right. The black people.
Imagine, you're not going to walk miles in Houston.
Imagine somebody thinks you're weird walking around downtown Dallas eating raisin bread out of a backpack to some lone white guy muttering to himself.
Like probably you weren't in downtown, I'm assuming, right?
I was down near the club, wherever the club is.
Yeah, that's
Hyenas.
It's
at a mall. There's a bunch of roads. Everybody's going like 80 miles an hour. I'm like, where the fuck are you going? The Cowboys aren't even playing today. Why are you in a hurry on a Saturday? But they drive fast. People from Texas are fucking idiots. They're always driving fast. Where are you going? Nothing's happened in Texas in how long?
Like, places.
Since the Alamo? Yeah. Like they're nothing's
making energy, Kevin.
Making energy. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Why are they in a hurry? And now I'm walking like a fucking douche.
I don't know.
And then I got to do a show for all these fucking idiots.
I always get annoyed when people
who got in free.
Yeah, I doubt
probably.
It.
Probably.
Paper the room, you think?
Some of them. The late show.
But when you get off the train, like in my neighborhood, people are like, get off the train, and they're like running down the block to their apartment. It's like, all right, like, what are you running? You're really running.
Where are you going?
Like, fucking relax. Just
I hate when I'm walking fast and someone passes me and they're not even in a hurry. I can tell they're not in a hurry. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I have to be fast.
I'm like, no, the guy's not. I see some guy like passing me. I'm like, he's not in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Why aren't you hurrying more?
Why can't I walk faster?
I don't like to when you're walking places and you hurry, then like you get there and you're all sweaty. I don't want that. So I gotta go at a
right because your whole demeanor is like
reasonable pace.
Your whole persona is that you're calm.
Yeah. I don't want to be hot and sweaty. Like I love this weather because it's like, you know.
Oh, not me. If I'm not in a tank top, I'm uncomfortable. Am I right, guys?
He's wearing his workout.
I won't be hot and sweaty. No, I bought this at Kmart. You believe that?
All the way over here?
No,
it's one right here.
No, like a month ago. I think it might have been.
Nice on you.
Might have been this one.
All right. I fat guys always wear like a workout clothes.
Like
a bib. It's like a bib, right? Because it just cleans off those shiny fucking workout outfits.
I bought this because one night I was out and I needed, and it was a little too cool and I'd forgotten. So it was like
you went to Kmart,
$15 at Kmart. Yeah, I didn't even know there were Kmarts anymore.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
You can really weave a story, Bob. Weave a tale.
Oh shit!
Blue light special.
Yeah, and it's blue.
Go ahead, caller. Thank God. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Pete Davidson again?
It'd be anybody. I would talk to my wife at this point.
I doubt that.
Go ahead, caller.
How dare you say that?
What do you got?
I said the story to Garrett. Brian Singer is preemptively denying a story that's going to come out in Esquire.
Uh-oh.
And since everyone already knows he's a huge creep, I was wondering how damaging is this. How bad do you think this could be?
What's the story?
He says that this is false accusations and fabrications, and they're calling people that he's never met. But this goes back to all those creepy pool parties. He was accused of rape, and then the guy retracted his claims. So he's a well-known weirdo. He was the guy that did the X-Men movies and Apps Pupil and a bunch of others.
But he's you're talking about like the gay kitty sex ring or something? Like he's a pedophile or allegedly.
Brian Singer, the movie director.
Right, but I mean like there was a thing.
What does that have to do with Pete Davidson?
Well, he didn't ask about him. He's just asking what we think of this story. We have no idea.
So are you saying Brian Singer is now being newly accused of more heinous crimes involving?
He said a story is going to come out in Esquire about it.
Yeah, there's a looming Esquire story, and he's doing the pre-denial, trying to deflect it before it comes out even.
Before it comes out.
So it's imminent.
Well, if it's a false
How are they spelling cum? How are they spelling cum?
C-U-M-S.
That's all I want to know.
Hey, cums. So, I don't know.
I was just wondering, like, how bad do you think it could be out there in Hollywood as far as all these creeps?
Is he still actually doing stuff?
Let him finish. What is that?
I mean, how bad do you think it could be? I mean, Harvey Weinstein was at least into adult women.
Right.
Brian Singer is into twinks and apparently underage. He was involved in that movie. What was it called? The documentary?
Twinktastic?
No, the one about Open Secret in Hollywood.
Oh, Butt Boys 3.
Yeah, right. Mr. Fister and the Case of
What's
the...
your take, caller? What's your
what
take?
Do you, what do you? And hold on, before you answer that.
I think it's a big group of organized weirdos out there, and whatever you could imagine is probably way, way worse.
I don't think weirdos are organized.
Is this Brian Singer?
No, I don't think weirdos are organized because it's just, it's, you know how weirdos are. They like to, they're usually lone wolves.
I've also been out, listen, I lived in LA for 4 years and I worked in the porn industry and people are really fucking sexed up out there. Like, there was this editor I knew, this gay guy, and he had like a gay sex dungeon. Not a dungeon, technically. It was in a.
He worked for like CIA or something, or William Morris. There was a guy.
Yeah,
everybody knew about it too. Yeah.
And then Corey Feldman said that he got fucked in the ass by everybody in Hollywood and Corey.
Hey, everybody?
Everybody.
He still couldn't get it.
Except Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He still couldn't get a job.
Exactly. Even Judith Light got a strap on.
Who do I gotta fuck?
Hello, I'm here. And then, you know, Corey Haim said he got fucked in the ass by Charlie Sheen. Yeah, I think it's a, I think it's a disgusting mess of gay.
He's still working, but Emilio Estevez, nothing.
Great wine, though. It's gonna. He moved north. He retired.
He did
that duck. He took that duck money, mighty duck money, and said, "See
you later."
He has
a vineyard.
Yeah, I've actually met him, and I complimented him on his. It's a bold Syrah, little notes of tannin and tobacco on the finish, but blueberry at the front. Anyway, so yeah, if you're asking us if we think Hollywood's
weird, yeah,
100%. It's full of gay Jews that fuck kids.
I should say it right on
Thank
the
you.
Sign.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hollywood. Or right underneath the Hollywood sign.
We're full of gay Jews.
Go ahead, caller.
Favorite gay? Go ahead. Hey, hi.
Yeah, I was calling because you're wondering why everyone in Texas drives fast.
Yeah.
It's because they're trying to get around from all the illegal Mexicans that are driving without insurance that cause pileups. Every single fucking week on the highway.
All right.
Yeah, but you'd think you'd drive slower if Mexicans were causing traffic mayhem.
Well, they're driving the speed limit, but they're hauling horse shit in the back of their 85 Toyota pickup that's falling off and shit, and everyone's just trying to get around them.
You sound like you don't like Mexicans.
What's your take on gay Jews that fuck kids?
No bueno.
Well, it's 50 minutes into the show, and I haven't heard... nigger yet, so.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to send you a t-shirt.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
I feel so bad, but if it's funny, it's funny.
Doesn't matter. It's all in context. It's in context.
If it's funny, it's funny. No. I don't know, Bob. How you feel about Mexicans?
See?
You're from Houston.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Mexicans in Houston.
Not even far. That's not even far from the border, Houston.
Sure it is.
It's a low-hanging
city.
It's
like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah. You got to be in like in like on the
San Antonio's closer, but it's still pretty south.
Yeah, there's obviously a ton of Mexicans in Houston.
They're good people for the most part. They're not looking to take good jobs. They're looking to take fucking just jobs.
Yeah. No.
They want the jobs. I was at the Austin at the condo when I worked Austin Cap City
right
years and years ago. This one they go the place that I found a big roach there or whatever. So I complain and I go we're gonna have a cleaning lady come over. She comes over white lady, and she's like and she brings her two kids, and then I left. I came back and she was like she was sitting there like smoking. I'm like come on white people. White people smoke
out the roaches.
white people don't want to do bad jobs. They don't want to do degrading jobs. It's just like when you go to a strip club, you get a white stripper. They're not good because it's degrading to them. You get a fucking Hispanic, you get a black lady, you get even a lady from Russia.
Sure, Russia.
They're gonna do a better job because they don't think it's degrading. It's money to them, and they're on the hustle, you know. But white people, they don't. You know, a lot of jobs they don't want. They don't want to chop the vegetables in the kitchen.
Greg Giraldo had that great bit about like.
Yeah, we know, but he's dead, so he wasn't that great. That's why I said if you want to, it's like Don Mattingly. He's never going to the Hall of Fame because he only played 10 years. So if you want to get in the fucking Comedy Hall of Fame, don't die.
Right. Fair enough.
I mean, Hepburn will be in the Hall of Fame, but you know, but Giraldo's on the fence because he died too soon. He would have made it if he stayed.
Is there a Hall of Fame?
I mean, there's a Hall of Fame in people's heads. Hedberg gets on a 50 best greatest comics of all time. Right. Toronto doesn't, but because he didn't.
Adam Sandler.
He didn't last, huh?
So does Adam Sandler.
No, Adam Sandler never makes the list.
Yeah, he does.
Of 50 greatest comedians of all time.
Last time
people don't
I
even see him as a comedian.
I know, but he's always on it. Well, they did one last time. They did one on Comedy Central. He was
Sandler's
on it.
Great. Sandler's great though.
I make fun. Not as a stand-up.
He's still great, but he doesn't make the list. I've never seen him on a fucking list. Jon Stewart never makes the list because he's not as seen as a comedian. Either as Ray Romano. Ray Romano sucks anyway. I saw him this weekend. He's just, he's deplorable.
Boy, that show, I'm dying up.
Ma!
No, it's just, he plays it so safe. I mean, I'm just looking, I'm like, dude, you got all this money. You're still doing the most boring fucking material. It's like, it's unbelievable. What do you got?
I saw Tim Allen in a restaurant a couple of years ago. He looks Asian. He's had so much work done on his face. Like, he's all tucked back now.
So?
I don't know. Nothing really.
He looks good on TV.
The Santa Claus.
Ah, that's the Santa Claus. Shit, you did that one. I saw Sylvester Stallone.
I feel like we're in rehearsal. I feel like we're in rehearsal to do a fucking podcast.
All right, we're going to take this from the top.
Go ahead, caller. Please let there be a caller.
Pete, are you there?
Kevin, it's Drew in D.C.
How you doing, Drew?
Hi, Drew.
Good. I called on Columbus Day, and I stuck up for Brian when you had that Punchuana on the phone or on your desk there.
Thank you. Where were you on?
Karen Feehan?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. She's a cunt.
What do you got?
I'm convinced she left because of my call. I take credit for it.
Take it, please. Right? Yeah. You got it. It's yours.
What's your hot take?
What do you got?
Well, the reason I'm calling today is I've seen Bob every time he's been on the show, and anytime anybody calls in with any hint of a racial aspect to the call, he cringes up with that liberal creepy face. He does not belong on that panel.
Because I'm not into racist stuff.
It doesn't have to be racist. That guy was talking about like Hispanics driving, and you were already falling off your seat with your, your liberal pussy was already all fucking wet, and you were sliding.
Keep
up
my
chair.
Pussy out of this.
Well, somebody's got to talk about it.
Here's the point I think you're trying to make is that a lot of comics, they have to act like they're shocked with bad words or because they don't hear this kind of talk. Because they're like, ooh.
Well, the new comics, too, yeah. Shocker, I'm a kind of like an old school guy who likes Andrew Dice Clay and people
sure.
like that. Okay?
Sure.
Bob Kemp.
I love Andrew Dice Clay. I like
you
all those
do, with the whole show, you're like, ooh, this is inappropriate. Do you take your mom?
Different
like
on stage. And I mean, I'm not going
to
say the N-word and stuff.
You know. Okay, let him talk. Free. He made the effort to call in. Go ahead. What else you got?
Yeah, Bob, shut up for a minute.
How's your pussy?
All right.
I don't have a pussy. I have an Irish cock like Brian.
Oh, yeah, man. Big fucking girthy one. A shillelagh in your pants. A shillelagh. right. You're a good crack. He's a good shite.
No, I'm just kidding, Bob. Let's start
That's
off.
All right.
I came off on the wrong foot.
No. You're all right. It's good.
No, it's fine. But I do.
Go fuck yourself.
I don't know if you've seen this before. I get a lot of shit. I can take it.
I do agree that lots of people are uncomfortable with a frank and honest discussion about...
No, you got to act uncomfortable. Every time, even if we do Misery Loves Company, when we're in that booth, somebody says a bad word, everybody, like, all the comics are like, ah,
yeah.
Ooh, ah, because they think they're not going to get a job or something. They think they're associated with some show that people say a bad word. They're going to, they're not going to get a job. They just fucking hired... The Daily Show just hired that Jabuki...
Jabuki. Jabroni?
No, his name's Jabuki Young something. He's got a hyphen in his name and a dick in his ass.
Hey-o.
He said Jabuki Young something. What's his name?
White.
Jabuki Young White. But he's like, he's biracial. He's like very light-skinned black. When he was on the Fallon show, he said he was queer.
Okay.
I had to look that up. Then the second time he was on, he said he's gay.
Okay.
So queer, I guess, will fuck anybody depending on what day of the week it is.
Something like that.
Yeah, this guy. So the point is, here's the thing, everybody. You ain't going to get a job. You got nothing to worry about. You're not going to get a fucking gig. Look who they're hiring, these Jabukis. They're hiring Jabukis left and right. And so the odds of you getting a fucking job are zero. So these people that come on my show are like, well, I don't want to be. You're not going to get a job. You're not going to get a job.
Craig Kilborn just kind of like out was like the last
Your
white
positive
guy.
Attitude is
No, Craig refreshing. Kilborn was an idiot. Because I know the guy who was a... You know why he quit? He quit?
Why?
Because Jon Stewart was like... was making a bigger splash in that kind of a format. So he just quit. So then he's like, so now what? You know what he's doing? Sitting around going like, I shouldn't have quit. Let him fire you. You don't quit. You fucking be a man. Like, I'm going to wait till Keith fires me. I'm not just going to fucking quit, even though I did quit once. What I'm saying is...
I'll show you.
What I'm saying is, you don't fucking quit. And Craig Kilborn, you're talking about like the
Taylor show, and afterwards, the...
Oh, he was like the last, the, like the regular
gonna,
white...
Like,
the,
he thought he was going to like do movies and stuff.
Fraternity. No, he quit. I know the guy who was his EP on a show. He just said he didn't... He said Jon Stewart was getting all the acclaim when he was doing the Daily Show. Or no, it was before... I guess this is a yeah. I guess when he was doing the Daily Show and he was still at that other show, he's like, "I'm just gonna quit. I'm gonna show them." But he's a big fag anyway. But he was the last of like the fucking fraternity guys, like good-looking fraternity guys.
Right.
But Bob's not. Bob's
saying he quit his. You're saying he quit.
There's a diabetes network.
You're saying he quit
his
late night show on CBS.
Yeah, when he was on after Letterman, because he was like,
I thought you were saying he left the Daily Show because, or his show because.
No, when he went to the Daily Show, and then he went to he did the CBS show, and then Jon Stewart, I guess, got the Daily Show, and then he was like, Jon Stewart was getting more hype, but you know, but Craig Kilborn was he's not a deep guy. He was a fucking ESPN guy, so he was he's a boring guy. He's not a comedy guy, whatever. So he just quit. So the guy's a total cuck. You don't quit. That's a fucking Lenny move.
No,
I quit.
You know,
I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. Is this my microphone? My mom said, bring all my stuff.
Lenny just did his hour at the Fatback.
Did he have a microphone?
He did?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I heard him on Bennington.
Oh, my God. You listen to everything.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right. Better beats watching it.
And what did he say?
He was working on his hour.
And he taped it?
I guess so.
You know who's going to listen to it? His wife.
Yeah.
That's the only person that's going to listen to his hour.
Well, they might have a second baby they're talking about. They have a second child coming.
They do?
I believe so.
Oh, my God.
Eah.
So he's going to have to move?
I don't know, or just stack them like firewood.
So now he's going to be like...
What? He just got, now he's got, just like got 1 hour of energy.
Like I'm shooting up heroin.
You
guys stop. You guys stop. Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, right.
No, I had NyQuil last night, so I'm a little groggy.
Well, you have NyQuil because
no, so if Lenny has a.
I got kids.
Because I
got to sleep through this cough. So wait, Lenny said you don't remember.
I don't remember if it's a kid or not. They're either talking about a kid might be on the way or might not. He was on the show for the entire. He was on the show for like a solid the whole time he was there. Like Bennington had him on for like the entire time.
No, I thought he was. Somebody said he was the second guest or something.
You might be right about that. But it was a long. He was a long appearance.
It just seems long when Lenny's on, like this show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Tell me about it.
So yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Lenny has a second child. No, I heard somebody said on Twitter that he was on Bennington, and I said, "What are you talking about?" I guess he was. It was promoting this hour that he did. And then I guess Bennington asked him if someone's gonna buy it. Of course, no.
Oh.
And then I guess he's gonna try to put it on Sirius as like those comedy things.
Right.
But again, Lenny has no heat, and now he's coming around. Like, can you play my? Because he used to say I wouldn't let them play my record. He wouldn't let them play his comedy albums unless they were gonna pay him. But that they don't do it that way. I mean, they pay you through Sound Exchange. But Lenny was like, here's the rules. And they're like, Lenny, we don't give a fuck about your rules.
Right.
I heard him say this on when he was on with Norton and Bobby Kelly one time. So now he probably needs money. And his wife's like, you got to play ball a little bit. But now he's done. He's done.
An hour. It's a long time. It's a lot of Lenny.
Nobody even knows who he is.
Right, I'm saying
he's only known from doing fucking Misery Loves Company. And now he does his Four Corners podcast. He's done. He's done. He's done. I hate to say it because he's a good friend.
Don't call him.
But he's done. Go ahead, caller. Is that Lenny? Esther Kuz said, she talked to Lenny. She said, I'll give you $500 to be on Burning Bridges. And he said.
Was that Pete Davidson?
He said no. He said no, he wouldn't do it for $500. And that really hurts him because he's a Jew.
Silly. Hi, so what do you got?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, speaking of hiring in Mexicans, I was just going to ask, can I take Bob's position? Because that Kmart story was pretty bad.
That what was pretty bad?
The Kmart story.
Oh, I thought it was...
quality.
I was on the edge of my seat.
He's almost... There's more to the story. We haven't really gotten in there yet.
It's like a fat Tom Cassidy.
Are you Mexican?
Of course I am. Not okay. Mexicans now.
I'll give you your answer in Spanish.
Is this is this Gilly?
Yes, I am.
Gil Bravo. I know that guy.
What's up, Gilly?
What's happening?
Not much. Just here in Sacramento right now.
Oh, that's right.
You're in Sacramento?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I came for a music festival. Rock. I saw System of a Down. Pretty good.
System of a Down. Cut my life in two pieces.
You have that kind of money? You have that kind of money you can just go to Sacramento?
No, he snuck over the fence to get in.
Oh.
Hilarious. No.
But you're from the Bronx, right?
Yes, I am.
But I thought you're unemployable.
At one point, then I got a job, remember?
But you're on a Monday, you're in Sacramento?
Yeah, well, I take a sick day, you know.
Oh, well, you're going to get fired.
It's a long way to go. A long way to go see System of a Down.
Yeah, it's one thing to go to see the Legion of Skanks, but they're in fucking Queens, you know? And you all you got to do is switch at 42nd Street from the 6th to the 7th. But yeah. This is fucking going. How'd you get out there? You jumped on a train?
No, I took the plane. And I got stuck in Dallas for one day, but then I made it over here yesterday.
Wow.
I got stuck in the Dallas airport for 12 hours last Tuesday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It was pretty bad weather.
Is that as good as your Kmart story?
Oh, that's the story.
Jesus fucking Christ, Bob. You got to bring it on Monday.
Want to know what I ate?
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Airport, I had
He's
some,
a fat. Gilly's
some,
fat, too.
I had some chili.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Well, Texas chili is good, usually, no matter where you get it, because it's crawling Mexican.
Remember the last time I was here, I thought it was going to...
Oh, yeah, you shit that chili dog?
Luckily, there was...
The chili omelet?
Yeah.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Chili omelet.
You have a chili omelet? I'm from Texas.
I didn't ask. It was on the menu.
You probably asked. Listen, this might be awkward.
I see you have an omelet and you have chili. Would it be possible if you could...
Right. You know the waitress walking the table. She's like, "I bet this guy's gonna order a chili omelet."
Yeah, this fat, this fat librarian looking motherfucker.
Had avocado on it too, right?
And then she just yells into the kitchen, "Bob's here!
Bob's here! Fire one chili omelet, one ass grenade."
So you're there by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my God! What the fuck is wrong with you?
You are a weird.
You go across the country to see System of the Downs.
Yes, of course. I love
Are they a retarded band, yeah. System of the Downs?
What do you have, System of a Down Syndrome? I was
seriously, like, I don't know why people travel. Like, I travel to do gigs, but I hate to travel for any other reason because it's, like, it's expensive. And if a plane crashes and you're going to see System of the Downs, you're like, was this worth it? And you got stuck in Dallas? It's not even on the way to fucking Sacramento.
Would you fly American?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. You use your Mexican points?
Puntas.
Puntas.
Puntas. Dame tu punta, Kevin.
All right, Gilly, get home safe.
Yeah, come home safely.
No, I was going to say, the only reason Kevin's mad because I told him plenty of times I was going to come to see him at Burning Bridges, and I'm like 3 blocks away from a job, but I can't get away because my lunchtime is very short.
Yeah, but you can take a
sick day. Yeah.
5 sick days and go to fucking Sacramento. That's not even a good town.
This Wednesday, we have System of a Down in studio, so you got to come on by on Wednesday.
Right. Right. All right, Gilly.
Anyway, good night.
Don't stop.
Take it easy.
That's crazy. Am I right?
Yeah.
We got to panel this.
Good strip clubs in Houston, though, right?
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, they're not that good.
That's where the fake boob was invented.
Yeah, but don't they have to keep a tassel on their nipple?
No,
the last time I think I went there, people are like, it's so good, and then you go, and it's not that good.
You have to do that, or they put silicone over their boob.
Yeah, they silicone over their nipple.
Yeah.
Fucking retarded.
You have to work harder, though. That's good. You want them to cover up a little bit. Then the lap dance is more
expensive. I don't think they do that if you go to a totally new place, but those are a lot skankier.
People always saying Texas is so good. They're not that good.
I don't know. You know,
if you go to any,
I think the best ones are in Queens because the girls are from all over the place.
Any home Rockets game, you'll see plenty of basketball players at the various strip clubs.
They all go right after the game. They go over.
A lot of them do. Yeah.
Oh hell yeah!
There's a couple good ones, but
why would they go over?
You know, I'm hungry.
Got money.
I tweeted that the other day. I said,
money
I need
to spend.
I tweeted, I said, I just ate my wife's ass and I'm still hungry. It almost went viral.
I saw that. Yeah, that was
Norm McDonald retweeted
it. Yeah, I saw that.
Like, what the fuck is going on? I didn't even tell my wife. I was going to tell her it almost went viral. She'd be like,
his wife going to say when she finds
out? Okay, you crazy with the computer? You going to get some more celebrities telling my culo? Okay, because I love celebrity.
Tu comes mi culo.
Yeah. put some omelets and chilies in there. Then he's going to have a party with fighting and the licking and
I'd have to put
I'd eat that chili.
Such a fat fuck. I have to put chili in my wife's ass to eat it.
It'll be chili. Oh, that's good time.
Oh, that's good. You know,
Pete Davidson, hopefully that's he doesn't kill himself. I mean, I'm serious.
Oh, I got to get that Scarlett Johansson and dump Colin Jost. He really deserves it. But he's
still with her?
He's just like, I'm smiling.
I guess.
He's head writer. He's got a maid, doesn't he?
No, he's not the head writer. I mean, he makes more money on air than he does the head writer. I really don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about the business, Bob. I know you think talking about the business is going to solve a problem, but it ain't. We talk about shit. We say nigger, and we talk about gossip. You just made a
chili,
face
and chili omelets.
You just made a face
I was waiting for you to say chili omelets.
Oh my god! Did you make a face as a joke, or really you made the face?
I don't know. It's
involuntary.
It's probably involuntary.
You go to rodeos when you're in Houston.
Houston.
You ever been to a rodeo?
Yeah. Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. It's like I think the one in Vegas.
What do you think is worse than like the way they treat animals or saying the N word?
A lot of people go to the.
No, just answer the question. What's more inhumane? The way they fucking abuse animals?
You shouldn't say the N-word.
How about if you call an animal a nigger?
Well, if it's a black animal. Cow is being.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a black cow, it's utterly.
I guess it depends
what taunting,
kind of animal
if you're, it is. If you're riding a bull and you're taunting the bull.
If it's a black cow, it's utterly ridiculous.
No, but what do you think is worse for real? Since you guys all are so humane. I think it's worse to treat an animal bad than to use bad words. Me personally.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Did you not time your alcohol consumption today?
I did all right. I had 3 glasses of wine. And,
when?
Before the show.
Right before the show?
Well, I mean, I took the train into town, but...
And you were drinking on the train?
Yeah, the F train. If you go in the middle of the car they do a rosé tasting.
You have it in a bag, like a real wino? Drinking it. Because you can drink beer and wine out of a brown paper bag in New York.
So usually it's beer.
You can't legally, can you?
It's a weird thing. And plus, also a Metro.
It has to be in a bag.
Metro North has bar cars too on the Metro North. So on your way home to Cos Cobb to see your unfuckable wife, you can have a couple of Harvey Wallbangers.
Really?
Yeah.
You were sitting on that for a couple of years. Unfuckable wife and Wallbangers.
Wallbangers. Oh, my God.
Someone's got a banger.
Good old Harvey.
Exactly. Oh, hey, caller.
What do you got, pal?
Kevin, this is Chad.
Oh, Chad. Hey!
I got recognized from burning bridges this weekend.
Where?
Impossible.
I was at the grocery store, and he goes, "Are you Chad that calls on the burning bridges?" I'm like, "Yeah." How about that?
What grocery store?
The Piggly Wiggly?
No, it's a Giant Eagle. It's out in Ohio.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's it. Yeah.
Nice.
Shout out to the Giant Eagle. And then did a guy buy you something because he knows you're broke?
No. Why did you start this whole broke shit? I got money in the bank.
Oh, yeah. But you don't have a house.
Yeah, you don't have any bills. Yeah, why don't you yell at him for that?
Because he's calling in. I want him to hang up.
Okay.
Chad, what do you think about Pete? Oh, God, sorry. You called in.
Kevin.
What?
You got to do this. I DM'd Anthony Cumia like a couple months ago. We got to do the roast of Kevin Brennan. We'll raise a bunch of money for something.
For me? For my fucking rent? My wife's not working, you dumb fucking cunt.
Let's do it. Let's set it up.
Yeah, no, I want to raise money for me. I need a little bit of money this month and next month. So with Christmas coming and fucking Christmas is a motherfucker. Cause I barely get nothing. It costs me a lot of money. So yeah, let's do it, Chad. When's the next time you're in New York, Chad?
At the end of the month.
Chad, how do you get on Bennington? I see Bennington. He never asked me to come on. Like I guess he don't like me or something. Maybe he thinks I'm a troublemaker. Or maybe I'll come on. And I'll say nigger.
I don't know where he'd get that idea.
No, so
just ask him.
Huh? No, I know.
Awesome.
But then you're on, Lenny's on. I mean, they're going to have this fucking fat diabetic fuck on before me. What's your name? Biggerstaff. Biggerstaff and Bennington. That's almost the same name. A lot of B's and a lot of words.
And they're both big boys.
They're both big boys. So how do you get on? You have his number?
Yeah, well, I know Ron. Ron knows me. I've been on the show a bunch of times, and I just email his booker.
Who's this booker?
I can text you the email if you want.
No, just say it on the air.
Yeah, Kevin, it's not like getting on this show where you get a text at 12:30. Can you come in today?
We'll send the chopper.
Chad was going to be on once a week, and he hasn't. When's the last time you were in New York, Chad?
Last time I was on your show. I've been on the road.
And you making any money?
Yeah, I save all my money, all of it. I don't spend any of it.
Because you don't have any overhead.
I know. I don't have a family.
Hey, what's your take on Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson? I know they're both great.
I thought it was a brilliant career move by Pete because now everyone talks about him. It's like if he goes on tour right now, he's going to sell out everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. You got to get publicity. So, like Lenny, Lenny's the opposite of Pete Davidson. Lenny's like, I want to keep a low profile, and then your album comes out. Who's going to buy it?
Right.
Nobody. Nobody even knows who he is. Right. Then he'll be like, oh, he'll be sitting there with his wife because he's real Jewy, and he'll be looking at the numbers. He'll be like, he's a bit of an accountant. He works for the Giants as an accountant. He'll be like, the numbers aren't moving, honey. And she'll be like, nobody knows who you are.
Does he really work as an accountant for the Giants?
Yes, he does stats for the fucking Giants. He counts the sacks.
The sacks of money?
Does Lenny still not talk to you?
What?
Does Lenny still not talk to you?
We walked right by each other the other night at the Village Underground. Like, I don't even pretend to. I just walk right by him. Like, he doesn't even exist. He exists, but he's not like a human being to me or something. Like, I can walk by him and I have no feeling whatsoever.
Did it hurt you?
But he's an idiot. So his Chad makes a good point. Pete Davidson is set for life just because he fucked Ariana Grande. Where Lenny thought the way to do it is be stay under the radar. That way, you know, you don't cause a fuss. That way, people don't expect anything from you. So I don't know. Pete Davidson, all I got to do is he has to be a CNN guy and smile. They gave him $20,000.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I wonder. I wonder what happened. Well, I guess we'll talk.
Unless he kills himself, it's a great career move. If he kills himself, that's probably bad.
Yeah, probably bad. Well, he'll see his dad again.
That would hurt his career.
I think some of these guys, they do want to die when their dad dies because they want to see their dad.
They're playing catch in heaven. Cats in the
I would kill myself, but I know my son will get mad. So.
Catch in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, dad, fucking Eric Clapton. He's a good dad, right?
The kid fell.
Oh, well, shit. I'm practicing my guitar. My kid fell off the fucking balcony. I wrote a song, though. It won an award, so it's all worth it.
Fell out the window.
Huh?
Fell out the window.
His baby fell out the window.
At the Dakota.
No.
No, not at the Dakota.
It was the Dakota.
It was? Yep. Go ahead, better caller. No, I'm kidding. Chad, where are you this week?
I hung up on him. I went to a next call.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Chad.
Yeah, call back in.
Just call Kevin.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Halloween costume, favorite one.
Yeah.
Yo, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know where some celebrities live here in L.A.? I used to be a delivery driver for, like, this food company. I got to meet, like, the fucking Jenners and Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian, all these fucks. The guy from Journey, what's his name? Perry? Joe Perry? Or
Steve Perry.
Perry. Yeah.
So he plays Joe Perry's Aerosmith, right?
Yep.
Okay, so
hey Brian, did you ever go up into Studio City, like up in those hills off of Laurel Canyon and all that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like by the Laugh Factory, and you go up and down that what they call that Laurel Canyon. Yeah, totally. Why?
Laurel Canyon. Yeah, well, so that's where Steve Perry lives up there. He has like those infinity pools. And,
yeah, it's beautiful.
I don't know, man. He's fucking awesome, dude. You know who was really chill?
Who?
Bruce Jenner. I met that fool. Like before he turned into
who's that?
And he was really nice. Like you would have thought he was a fucking snob or something. Nah, he's really down to earth. Who else was like really cool? So I met him. Oh, Lamar Odom though. First time I met him, he was cool. He had just gotten with Khloe Kardashian. They're up in Tarzana. If you take Reseda Boulevard all the way to the very top, almost to Mulholland.
Wait, I gotta write this down. Wait, do it slower.
I'm gonna do it.
It's like a fucking hostage situation.
This mansion. I used to work for this company called Sunfair. Fuck them. I'm a trucker now, so I don't give a fuck anymore. But I'll burn them. But yeah. So, first time Lamar was cool. Second time, dude, to me, my own personal opinion, he looked drugged out of his ass. That's when he was going through his decline.
Well, he was
with the Lakers and everything.
Yeah, he was on drugs, right?
Anyway,
he had like a real
Yeah.
Well, you know,
looked fucked up.
He grew up in the ghetto, though. There, of course, they all have something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Anybody you ever like?
Hey, wait.
You ever like a hot like a woman, female celebrity? You ever feel like you could fuck them or anything? Or you?
Not celebrity. I've had like just regular chicks that are like producers or they're writers. You know, they got money.
Right.
They're just not famous.
Right.
So, because this program they were in, the food program was expensive. So they got to have money. But like, we would never flirty. You couldn't get flirty. If I got flirty and I fucked up, I would get fired.
Sure.
So I really couldn't take it there. I had to kind of hopefully play. Oh, I got to meet porn stars. I got to meet Jaden James, and I told you, Gianna Michaels.
Yeah. I hired her for my first thing, the Tara Patrick thing. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, but if you flirt with them, you get fired for that? Because that's every movie they're in. They flirt with the delivery guy, right?
Well, Jaden James, I don't know if you know her. You can Google her later on.
She's got big tits, dark hair.
Porn star with big tits?
I know.
I like the flat ones.
Yeah. They all live in that Warner Center off Topanga and Ventura Boulevard area.
Yep.
Like
Topanga? I just met her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Woodland Hills,
yeah,
right?
It was Porn Central, man. Well,
like Woodland Hills, right?
What? Woodland Hills area, a little bit further north, like Burbank Boulevard and Topanga. More, not Woodland Hills up in the hills, but more into like that Warner Center area. That's where they all live.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. They're all awesome. But hey, Kevin, let me make a point about L.A., and Brian could probably back me up.
Sure.
Most of the assholes that you think are from L.A. are not from L.A. They're transplants from the Midwest. They come here, they look at rap videos and think that's the culture. You know, same with foreigners, these fucking Iranians and Persians. They think that what they see in rap videos is the culture of the United States. When they come to live in L.A., they act all retarded. People from L.A., just regular people, we're down to earth, dude. We're not all full of our trying to get into the movie.
Yeah, he's right. Because
all you fuckers from the East Coast. That's all you East Coast fucks that are trying to come out here, go to Santa Monica. They all go land in Santa Monica, either are homeless in Santa Monica. Hot chicks, though. The hottest homeless chicks you'll ever see are in Santa Monica at the 7-Eleven. But anyway.
I have fucked a
couple. 7-Eleven.
I fucked a couple.
You're looking for hot homeless chicks.
Oh, he's right, though. First of all, he's right about two things. The people that grow up there, they're regular people.
Yeah, they're
second, there are a lot of homeless people at Santa Monica because they treat them right. So if you want to fuck a hot homeless lady, just buy a tent.
Right.
And then just go to one of these parks at night and set up a tent, and they'll just come over, maybe get some marshmallows, a fucking those.
Make s'mores.
My coworker, when I was a delivery driver, he would pick up on these chicks, buy them food, and then get them on his van, which he wasn't supposed to do, work van, our delivery van, and take them home. Like later on, he would just show up at where we worked, and he was like, who the hell is that chick he's with? He had picked her up in Santa Monica, these beautiful white girls from the Midwest. Oh, my God, the most gorgeous girls, man.
They're like squatters. They're like squatters in the East Village with because there's no real winter out there. But yeah, I fucked a homeless girl in New York once. That was fun.
Now, the best part is you can drop them off anywhere.
Yeah, they're always...
That's a Rich Voss joke.
Hey, Kevin, do you think Amy Schumer looks good? I think she looks so hot, all fucking thick and bouncy and jiggly. What do you think?
You like Mexican women?
Amy Schumer.
Listen, Amy Schumer, here's Amy Schumer's thing. It's like, I'm fat, and I don't give a fuck. So a lot of women, they that's how they want to be now. So is she attractive? No, but she's working. She's basically having her cake and eating it too, literally, because she's being the fat girl, and she's like, I'm fat, and go fuck yourself if you don't like it. And that's how women are now. Like, I'm fat, and people are going to fuck me. Well, they're not going to fuck if you're fat unless you got Amy Schumer money.
I would fuck a fat chick in a heartbeat.
There he goes. This guy's fucking homeless girls, fat chicks.
This guy's all right.
I would leave you alone with a house plant.
All right.
Is that a fat house plant?
Cleaning woman.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, my hot Polish cleaning girl. She did my
house. Why do you like fucking fat girls?
Because they're easy to get. You don't have to put out that much. Like, these fucking hot chicks, they want to be wine and dine. A fat chick is just happy you're trying to, especially if she's a single mom.
A fat chick doesn't want to be, they want to be at least dined.
Could you guys imagine a fat chick, homeless, single mom? That's fucking the best.
You can fuck her ass with a birthday cake. All you got to do is get some sweet cake. And
all dog that cunt.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Goddamn Christ. I'm getting turned on right now. Yeah. But he's right. This guy, you got to be a regular caller because this guy's right. A hot girl, they want to be fucking wine to dine. You got to treat them right. A fat girl, she's just happy for the attention.
And on the subject of Amy Schumer, I believe that her features are too close together and she looks like a pig. I don't like
maybe.
Ow.
I'm sorry. I'm right or wrong. I would chop her head off. I'd have sex with her.
Do you ever fuck them in like one of their fat rolls?
What is a fat roll?
No, he said one of their fat rolls.
Fat rolls. Like titty fucked them, but on the side of their body because they got fat rolls.
No. I never did stupid
I thought I was in. I would just watch them tits bounce up and and then their fat roll. I would grab
fat
their
homeless
belly.
Tits.
Oh God, that's the best. All right, Kevin, I love you.
FHT,
buddy, thanks so much.
All right,
for
thanks. Good call. Seriously,
not
call in again.
Woman.
FHT,
call in again. I like this guy. This guy's got a lot of good points.
Energy.
FHT, fat homeless tits.
Right, fat homeless tits. He's on an underpass right now, picking up homeless girls.
You like this? You like this?
Hey.
You like this warm fucking inside temperature? You dumb cunts. Say you like it.
Taking you to the value meal. You can get $6. Whatever you want.
You're in my role.
All right, fine.
Oh, but Smoovie used to do that with Jimmy Martinez's buddy, Smoovie.
Yeah, what'd he do?
Yeah, you remember Smoovie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jimmy Martinez's buddy, he used to hang out in front of homeless shelters in New York. And then, you know, he would buy the kid some ice cream.
Right.
Kid?
No, it was a single mom. She had a kid. They'd buy him some ice cream. And then they'd take him home, and then he'd fuck him for a couple of days.
The kid?
No, not the kid.
I'm just kidding.
The kid would be there, too, though.
No, the kid be playing video games.
Yeah, what, like
the guy, of course, a black dude has all the video games set up.
Like a PlayStation 1, like a broken controller.
Whatever you need, whatever you need.
Beat up games.
Well, fuck your mom.
Okay,
if you hear some groaning from the other room, that's just us.
What do you think of that, partner?
Yeah, don't eat. Okay, the ice cream on my couch. Eat it before it melts.
My wife was horrified. She was fucking, goes, that's disgusting. That's what she got. She hated Jimmy. She's like, that's disgusting. I go, it's like a tail from the fucking, right?
Yeah,
it's a tail from the jungle. I mean, no pun intended, but it's like urban legend where like what guys have to do to get fucked. And it's just a practical application of like, okay, do you want to wine and dine some fucking cunt? And maybe she will fuck you. Maybe she won't. Or you get a sure thing, a girl who needs some place to stay. And she wants her kids to be safe. Like, it's a no-brainer.
She's hot.
And it may, hot for homeless. But they could be high. You clean them up, or you'd be surprised.
The one that I fucked at Martha's Vineyard, I asked her to shower first.
Yeah, but she was all hairy, right?
She was pretty hairy, but she was a blonde hair. Fine.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, not white women. I'm talking about hot, right. Down on her luck. It's like you see a homeless guy, and he
I don't want to
like,
fuck them.
Like, no, he looked like he just came from the gym. So their bodies hold up better, I think. So you get some hot fucking urban lady.
I haven't seen the gym homeless guy.
You see the guy's like a homeless guy. He's like living on the streets and he's all muscly and fucking, he's got a six pack. I'm getting hard just talking about it right now.
I'd like to fuck that guy too. Yeah, I also think that
well, I'm saying you get him a shower, you'd be surprised. They're fucking holding up.
The smoothie guy, there is a battered women's shelter by my house, or as I call it, a shelter for women who don't listen well. Right by my house, it's in an armory right down the block, and the whole neighborhood hates it.
I take my wife on her to get her
battered women. Honey. All this time I've been eating them plain.
Ah, honey.
In the ninth inning, fucking, he hits it out of the.
Honey, this is where you're going to end up if you don't fuck me more.
Yakety yak, yak, yak.
What would his wife say if Kevin said
I just got.
Right, I mean, I talk away one, Kevin. You don't tear me up.
I just can't imagine I go
me,
walk by a fucking battered women's shelter. My wife would be like, look what men do to women. Look what men. I'm like, I didn't even hear you yet.
Kevin's like, I'd fuck them.
Yeah. It's constantly like.
I was like, hey, Smoovie. There's a bunch of Smoovies circling around. Because there's no parking. You just have to keep circling.
A bunch of steaks for their eyes. You
what,
know, like,
what kids want ice cream?
Right.
And who wants cock?
Right. But that's always like an ambulance.
They want a warm bed.
Kids.
They want a warm bed.
Yeah, warm. Yeah,
you don't want to sleep in a fucking homeless shelter. So it's like, you know. But the bad news is they might not last forever. You know, you got to take them back.
They'll probably steal your stuff and everything. I mean, it's
you don't leave. You build a safe.
Aren't you? Safe. But aren't you? Isn't he just taking advantage of?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they want to. They want to. Maybe it's a.
I know. It's a two way street.
It's a risk reward situation. So they want to sleep, and maybe the guy will fall for them. You know. They're crazy. They're probably a little crazy. Some guys like a little kooky.
Has Jimmy ever fallen for the...
Not Jimmy, Smoovie, his buddy Smoovie.
Has Smoovie ever fallen for the homeless?
This guy in California likes to fuck fat girls. So there's all kinds of...
He also sounded like he's probably Hispanic, and they like a couple of...
Yeah, they know they...
Like a heavier gal.
Because I think they think it's bad. Culturally, it's like bad luck to fuck a thin girl.
I don't mind a little poundage.
You better not.
Yeah, well, like, what choice do you have? I want a supermodel.
I've been with the best.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Oh, no. All right. Well, this has been
your five-hour energy.
Thank God for the callers. That guy had a good point, because people who grew up in California, they're pretty well.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're fun. They're just regular people. Cunts. Yeah, who come there and be like, I'm going to live the lifestyle. They get the fucking Lamborghini and the.
I remember taking a meeting once, and this guy was like, he goes, oh, I just moved from New York. He goes, oh, yeah, I was born and raised. Were you born and raised? I was like, oh, fuck you. Like, people like to say, I'm born and raised.
But a guy, are you talking about in California or here?
No, California. Guy was like in a meeting, you know, with the.
He was trying to up on you because he was born. But why are you not in New York if it's so great?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, the business is out here. I'm bi-coastal.
No, so is Pete Davidson. Sick.
Oh, he's by Ropel because he's going to hang himself from a biplane.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I'll make up for the show on Wednesday. I promise.
Better on Wednesday.
What time should I be here?
That's the best part about doing it. When I just do one show a week, I'd be like, after a bad Monday, I'd be like, I'm going to hang myself. Now I got Wednesday to fucking come back. I tweeted that you're a terrible guest, so that people should call in.
Thank you. Wait a minute. What?
One more thing about Pete Davidson. You know, if he does kill himself, it would be like his name would be like a verb. For like when you date somebody who's really hot, like he Pete Davidson, like, you know, if somebody killed themselves, you know what I mean? Anybody with me in this one?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
That's why you can't. Let's go ahead, caller. That's why you can't date strippers even, because if you fall for a stripper, she's gonna fucking ruin you.
I'm in love with the stripper.
Is that a song?
It is a song.
You just made it up?
No, it's a song.
Eddie Money.
Well, strippers only gonna fall for you if you have a little money.
No, you don't know what they're going to fall for. Sometimes they just fall for a loser. Sometimes I fall for a guy who has money. Sometimes I fall for a guy in a band or whatever. They're mixed up. But I'm saying, like, if you fall for them, it's bad because they're you can't rely on them, and they jerking off guys all day. So if you fall for Ariana Grande, she's on tour. You know she wants to fuck that. She's just going to fuck the guy in her band. Why wouldn't she? Well, you know, comics like fuck the waitress because they're there. They're fucking right there. They're on the same schedule.
I thought that was an urban legend.
About comics fucking waitresses?
Yeah. That happens?
I've met everyone I've ever fucked in New York at a comedy club.
God damn it.
Well, you know, they always say about a stripper, like, what does a stripper do with her asshole before she goes to work? Drops them off at band practice?
It works every time.
It never...
I think there's a fifth time you said on this show alone. And you can get on Bennington, and I can.
I know.
With these gems.
Classics never die.
No. All right, do we have a caller or no? Somebody? No?
Even the booth is like, we tried.
They're looking.
We hung up on Chad.
A lot of dial tones are calling in.
Keith is packing up the sofas. Like, all right, well, we give it a shot.
Chad's trying to call in again.
Chad tries so hard. That's why you got to envy him.
He's on the hustle, man.
No, he's trying so hard. He's always retweeting everybody.
Right.
And then what does that lead to? Just heartache.
He got recognized.
Hey, that guy's the best. He's making it because he thinks that's going to happen for him. It's like a chain letter. You know, eventually the people are going to be like, that Chad Zumach, it's really paying off for him.
Been around enough. Let's bring him up to the big leagues.
Yeah, but it's that's not how show business works. Right, Bob?
Sure.
How long you been in show business now?
Oh, you're actually saying I'm in show business?
You're a working comic, right?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah,
it's like being a day laborer.
Say officially like 10 years.
What'd you do before this?
Well, no, you've been doing stand-up longer than that.
Yeah, full-time.
I met you.
You said like show business, so I equate it to like when I started doing it full-time.
How long have you been doing stand-up? 30?
No, probably like...
When did you start?
18.
When did you start? What
first
year?
First time I ever did it was in 1991. No, when I was in college.
1991? So you've been in the game 30 years.
I did it once, and then I did it like 3 or 4 times and didn't do it again until like 99.
Why'd you quit?
I was in college. I didn't know anything about...
About talking?
The craft of comedy.
I mean, I did a show at my college, and then...
you bombed?
No, it was all right, but like another comedian was working... This guy, Steve Schaefer. Do you know?
Yeah,
who
I know
is?
Him. Yeah, he's from here.
Yeah, he came to the college and he came like a day early and set up flyers to say, "Hey, do you want to be a stand-up comedian?" So myself and 5 other guys showed up, and we like ran our jokes by him the night before, and then he had us open for him the next day at his college show, which is actually kind of genius because he still did like an hour, but he made the show like 2 hours long, or well, about an hour and a half.
Plus, he looks like a genius following you amateur.
He hosted it. Yeah, I mean, he hosted the whole thing and then did like 45 minutes to close it. So,
not to me doing that this weekend.
Well, it was a good idea at a college instead of having to do it by himself, you know?
Yeah. No, because you don't have an opening act in a college.
Yeah, exactly.
Your alma mater.
Well, I didn't graduate, but I went to University of Houston.
Okay.
And then I got a job at a comedy club in like 96, but I didn't really do any because there weren't any open mics, so I didn't do any stand-up until about 98. So we'll say 20 years.
You worked at a comedy club, but then you didn't think to do stand-up anywhere?
There wasn't an open mic when I first started. No, not when I first started.
In Houston? There was no open mic in the whole city.
Not when I first started working there, because what would happen is it was on Mondays, and once Monday Night Football started, nobody would show up. And then the guy that took over said, as long as the comics show up, we'll do it. So when I first started working there, there was an open mic like at a bar.
Right.
That I would do every once in a while, but it was weird.
You're like James Lipton.
Yeah, let's bring it down.
You're like James Lipton.
I'm just shocked that Kevin said I was in show business.
I mean, it's, look, if you make a living doing
this, he didn't even say I was in like fat show business.
No.
So, I mean, you're in like a niche fat market. I mean, that's your thing. Yeah, I got kids. Here's my impression of Kevin. I got kids.
Right. You might want to change your voicemail announcement.
What is it?
I got kids. No, leave like, a message.
Say something about napping with your kids.
I don't even know how to work my phone.
All right. Well, get your wife on it.
I get my phone.
This is Kevin Brennan's wife. Do you leave a message if you want to talk to
her? I'm sure that you do the outgoing message. That
would be great.
Hola, me llamo Kevin Brennan.
I can't figure out how to work the phone.
Mi culo es grande y rojo.
Yeah, my Kevin's nose is stuck so far. My asshole is sticking out of my throat. So leave a fucking message, cabrón.
I just realized that.
It's better not be that fat Bob.
All right.
I just realized my father-in-law reads my Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to have to clean it up.
Why?
Because it's like I almost put that on my Facebook.
Hey, I ate my wife's ass and I'm still hungry.
Because I put that on Twitter, I almost put it on Facebook. Okay, I'm like, I can't. Facebook sucks.
They call you Kevin?
So corny. Yeah. What's he going to call me? Sir?
Kevin?
Yeah, he has an accent. He's from Panama.
Yeah. You been down there yet?
Not yet.
You got to go down.
Since last week. I definitely tell you. Anyway, worst show ever, but it's still better.
Panama!
Still better than Bill Schultz's show.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, I'll be on there on the 24th.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Which is when? Next week?
That's like a week from Monday.
A week from Wednesday.
That's over a month.
Yeah. So
I got kids.
Do a hot take.
You don't have any bills.
That's your impression?
Yeah. You're fat.
It's pretty accurate, but, you know, it is a little frustrating.
You don't have any bills. What are you talking about?
That you... All these young comics are like, I'm at this hotel. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm stuck in coach. Shut the fuck up, you faggots. When I started comedy, there was like three people at the Comedy Cellar. Now it's every show is sold out during the week. There'd be three people. You used to have to shut the fuck up, you fat fuck.
It was on the late show last night. It was sold out.
I'm doing my wrap up. We used to have to do shows on like a weeknights. They would have no audience. They'd be dragging people off the street. They'd have no audience. They'd have the waitresses sitting in the audience. We had to tell our jokes to the audience because if people came in, we had to look like we were doing a show. And you get these fucking Mark Normans going like, oh, can you believe it? I'll fucking stab you motherfuckers. I will literally fucking cut your fucking faggoty throats. No, because they're like, oh, you know, then I had to do this. I had to do that. You're working out sold out shows. All you got to do is fuck Amy Schumer every once in a while. It's just disgusting. It's disgusting. Like, no matter who, no matter what the comic is, no matter what era, they always act like they always have to, like, they're put upon.
Oh, well,
sure. It's so hard. I was on a plane. Delta.
Yeah.
What's with Delta? Shut the fuck up. I had to take a train. Yep. I was like the fucking Negro Leagues when I started. It was fucking ugly. I had to take a train to Buffalo.
You're the Satchel Paige of
comedy. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, it was not. It was,
yeah.
So when I see these guys bitching, I know they're trying to act like jaded and put upon on Twitter. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck. Oh, I just did my hour. But it's like this whole thing.
So, yeah, did your hour. Do you have kids?
I did my
hour.
Now I got to do another hour. Now, this guy, I got heckled at a show. Yeah, you're supposed to get heckled. This whole thing, like, don't heckle me. I had a heckler. Ooh. Did you see a ghost, too, you faggot? Faggots. And I don't mean homosexuals, because I like them.
Sure.
These faggots, it's fucking disgusting. It just makes me sick. Like, I literally would blow myself up if it would teach anybody a lesson.
I just picture you in a biplane, the Charles Lindbergh flying the biplane.
With the fucking scarf around my neck.
More like flying the Hindenburg.
I had to take I had to take buses. I had to take trains.
Hang on the side of it. Like
shit gigs. Maybe not get paid.
Right.
I was my own agent.
Paying chicken fingers.
I had to pay myself 10%. I couldn't even afford it.
Chad Zumbach's keeping the dream alive. I think. You know what I mean?
I'm just so sick of these guys where they're like, eh, you know what? Just Jabuki. Like, suck my dick, Jabuki.
Right.
I mean, who is...
Suck my dick, Jabuki. These shows have names. The archive. That
I'm
might be.
I'm going to wrap it up. I'm so mad. Now I'm really mad.
No.
My head's spinning because I'm all fucking hopped up on caffeine.
Yeah, you've had like, two hours of your 5-hour energy.
Yeah, what am I going to do the rest of the day?
Rick's Cabaret.
Bob, I know you have no plugs, but if you did, what would you be plugging?
I don't know. You look at my website. I put my dates in this when I'm performing in the city on my
website.
Gun,
I shoot you right
ComicBob.com.
ComicBob.com. It's a good website.
Or BobBiggerStaff.com.
Okay.
It's your Twitter.
I change it. At Chili Time.
I mean, again, what the fuck are you doing?
You find it by my name, Bob Biggerstaff.
Yeah, but they're not.
I didn't know Twitter was going anywhere when I picked the name.
So change it.
You can't change the actual. I don't want to change the actual at thing.
That's fine.
Yeah, you can. You can. I change it. Mine used to be Kevin Brennan 1. I changed it to Kevin Brennan 666 because I knew I was going places.
Yeah. And you love the devil.
To hell.
Yeah.
I don't worship him. I disagree with a lot of things he says.
Yeah, he's got a good point. I mean, my kids, fuck, I'm the devil.
Listen, motherfucker, you can barely support yourself and your fucking feeding habits. So get some kids and see what every meal is for four, you fucking cunt.
I'm surprised you're not saying that my meals are for four.
I'd stab you, but
did
I know
you missed that.
I know you'd bleed gravy. Let's go. Come on, we got to wrap it up. There's people trying to do a real show out here.
I know, November 12th, man.
I don't have anything this week.
Nothing.
Not yet.
Oh, God.
Okay. Please come on November 12th, Gotham Comedy Club. I'm hosting with Robert Klein.
Okay?
Oh, nice. When is that?
November 12th. Monday night.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where's that, Gotham?
My birthday's November 5th, if anybody cares.
11/5.
11/5.
And at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter, of course. Brian McCarthy Interview Show, Brian McCarthy Comedy, Compa Media. Thank you. Misery Loves Company.
Two guys from Switzerland thought I was hilarious last night.
I'm almost done. Brian McCarthy Interview Show. Thank you. Go ahead.
I love when Brian gets mad. I love to see what it takes to get a drunk blind guy mad. What has to happen? Kevin Brennan 666 on Twitter, on all the social media. Good luck to Davidson. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's good.
He's going to be all right.
I don't know if he is.
I don't know either.
He'll be all right.
I just don't know. I'm not wishing him ill will, but I just
Once he finds a girl with a name that rhymes with Ariana so he can change that tattoo.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if he dumped her? He's like, look, this is not working out for me. Like,
yeah, that's what you do. You dump them first because they're all cunt whores.
Yeah.
God bless America, everybody.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Bob. No problem, Brian.
Ugh!